Dear Gabacho, one of my favorite ethnic jokes goes like this. Why aren't there any Puerto Ricans on Star Trek? Because they don't work in the future either. But Mexicans don't like alien films because they're always thinly veiled allegories about Mexicans, if you believe University of Texas professor Charles Ramirez Berg. In a fascinating essay included in his 2002 anthology, Latino Images in Film, Stereotypes, Subversion, and Resistance, Berg wrote that a gabacho film such as Alien now symbolizes real-life aliens, documented and undocumented immigrants who have entered and continue to attempt to enter the United States. He goes on to use the examples of Superman, Spock, and the replicants in Blade Runner to conclude that the cultural tension brought about by immigrants becomes cinematic fear that transforms the greaser bandit into a terminating cyborg, the Hispanic harlot into a fertile black alien mother, menacingly reproducing monsters down in her lair. But if you actually talk to a Mexican, you'll discover Mexicans love their aliens, Martians, and brains that won't die. Just look at the canon of Santo, the legendary silver-masked luchador, wrestler, who starred in 55 films throughout the 1960s and 1970s. The superhero, he even wore a silver mask with a cardigan sweater, fought brains, Santo contra el cerebro del mal, Santo versus the bad brain, zombies, Santo contra los zombies, Martians, Santo contra la invasión de los Martianos, Santo versus the Martian invasion, Aztec mummies, vampires, the daughter of Frankenstein, even infernal men, Santo contra los hombres infernales. Mexican science fiction films are among the world's weirdest. And Ricardo Montalban played Khan. I knew there's a reason why gabachos call Mexicans illegal aliens.
As a pocho, I can relate to countless cultural things related to my rich Mexican culture. However, there is one thing I can't understand. Why do Mexican women, including my vieja, need to spend innumerable hours in front of the idiot box watching pinche telenovela?